Thank you. How you doing out there tonight? You feeling pretty good?
Yeah.
I just got back from the American Embassy. It was a little shaky over there. I had to mention that just because I'm a Canadian. So I'm going to sing some songs for you. Probably figured that out already. And you know, most of them, at least in the first part, you'll never have heard before, so you have to stick with me because I'm doing it anyway. So I'm looking for your support. I'm going to try to tell you a little story about a town called Greendale. Greendale. Grandpa said to Cousin Jed, sitting on the porch, I won't retire, but I might retread. Seemed like that guy singing his song, been doing it for a long time. Is there anything you know that he ain't said? Sing a song for freedom, sing a song for love, sing a song for depressed angels falling from above. Grandpa held the paper, pretending he could see, but he couldn't read without his glasses on. How can all these people afford so many things? When I was young, people wore what they had on. Mama said, a little love and affection in everything you do will make the world a better place with or without you. With or without you, a better place. Knocking down a late night shot, the hero and the artist compared. goals and visions and afterthoughts for the 21st century. But mostly came up with nothing, so the truth was never learned. And the human race just kept rolling on. Rolling through the fighting, rolling through the religious wars, rolling down the temple walls and the church's exposed sores. Rolling through the fighting, through religious wars, mostly came up with nothing. Grandpa, here's your glasses. You'll see much better now. Said that young girl of Edith and Earl. Grandpa just kept staring as he was lost in some distant thought. Then he turned and said to that young girl, little love and affection in everything you do will make the world a better place with or without you. With or without you, a better place. Hear that rooster crowing down on the double eaves. It's a new morning dawning on the green. Bouncing off the towers, the sun's headed down to the street. The business meeting with no shades are drawn. Another morning edition is headed for the porch, because Grandma puts down the paper before Grandpa raises his fork. A little love and affection in everything you do, a better place. Hear the rooster crowing down on the double eaves.
Thank you. I appreciate that a lot. There's a family that lives in Greendale. Their last name is Green. There's a lot of Greens. Most of them live in a little place called the Double E Rancho. That's outside of Greendale. And just in the country, not too far away. There's Grandpa and Grandma Green. And there's Edith and Earl Green, and there's their beautiful daughter, Sun Green. And then there's Cousin Jed. So, you know, during that first song, Grandpa and Cousin Jed were sitting on the porch, out on the Double E, you know, nice morning, talking to each other. That was Son Green, who came out and offered Grandpa his glasses, trying to help him out.
Living in the summer of love.
grammar so big, not the same since Grandpa's gone. She's living in the summer of love. Back in the day, living in the summer of love.
In Greendale, things are not quite as good as out in the country. One of the main reasons for this is that Satan lives in Greendale.
Yeah.
Now, he lives in the jail. And, it's a very small little box. It's not very big. It was built in 1911. It has one cell. He's been living there for a long time. Of course, it doesn't bother him, and he can just come and go as he pleases, not like the other prisoners. He just walks through the wall and walks out the front door, whatever he feels like doing. He goes up. There's a church right next door to the jail, and it makes him just a little bit uncomfortable, but aside from that, it's a nice place. Now, down at the dock, because Greendale's on the ocean, there's a harbor down there, and there's a old sailboat in the harbor. Captain John Green. Trusty crew of teenage boys, a couple of 19-year-olds, the helmsman and the mate. They go in to get supplies every once in a while. And Captain Green won't go into Greendale. He never has gone in there since a long time ago and refuses to go to Greendale. He stays on the boat. Sometimes he comes up on the dock. One morning it was foggy and rainy, and he was talking to his crew on the dock.
the red light shines on the streets of hate, where the devil dines, who knows what he eats? It's a simple thing, trying to stay afloat. The captain said, without his boat, some things are getting better, other things a little worse. It's a situation much like a curse. It's the devil's sidewalk, it's the devil's door. I try to avoid it, said the captain of the shore. There's a garden growing and a million weeds, but no way of knowing who's done which deed. An honest trail, said the helmsman to the mate, about a woman delicious and a matter of fate.
Thank you.
out on the edge of town, there's a sign that says, "Leaving Greendale." That's where this next song happens. Right at the edge of the map.
To worry, no reason to fuss. Just go on about your work now and leave the driving to us, and we'll be watching you in everything you do. heart by watching others too. Grandpa put down a paper, staring in disbelief. Jed had always been good to him, never gave him any grief. The more you see unfold, and as an afterthought, this must too be told. Some people have taken pure bullshit and turned it into gold.
Hostility towards the police by a lot of people. And there's a lot of hostility towards those people that are hostile towards the police by a lot of people. Just in general, there's a lot of hostility. But Carmichael, Officer Carmichael, was really quite a good guy. And he left a lot of wreckage behind when Jed shot him. And he died there by the side of the road at the Leaving Greendale sign. So, a song for Officer Carmichael is in order. Officer Carmichael had always lived in Greendale. He had a beautiful wife, a lot of friends, and the police force. Thank you.
silk scarf and a napkin hidden in a drawer. $200 in an envelope labeled Lenore. Maybe she shouldn't see this. She should never know, said the widow's best friend, and I'll just take it and go. I'll give her the money later, say it was in a shoe. That way she'll never find out. Carmichael was a credit to the force in everything he did. It's like we got a big hole in our side where he fit. If any of you officers would like to say a word, now would be the time. Thank you, Chief. I sure would. Carmichael was a partner of mine. He was always very careful, and he played it straight down the line. One by one, the officers spoke, and the service drew to a close. He had no living relatives but his wife. She never showed. She just couldn't face the men, and they all understood. They just got in their cars and drove home as directly as they could. Beneath her veil, shot down in the line of duty. Is that how justice never fails? I wish that things were better when we said goodbye today. But we had our share of good times, though, along the way. Remember, hey, Mr. Las Vegas, you used to be so cool. We met Wayne Newton down at Pebble Beach, and you acted like a fool. But we just couldn't stop laughing. It seemed so funny to us. We We left our luggage back at the hotel and almost missed the bus. That was a great vacation. Maybe the best of all. But goddammit, Carmichael, you're dead now and I'm talking to the wall. Nobody parked a car in Carmichael's space.
It's a great thing to be able to sing new songs. I'm very thankful. And next little tune here is about Sun Green's daddy, Earl Green. He's a painter. He's a Vietnam War veteran. He likes to paint psychedelic paintings. Son comes into the studio all the time and watches him paint. She smiles at him. He's just painted the walls and everything. He's got so many paintings. It's unbelievable. Covers the whole place with paintings. Has a little Winnebago camper that's full of paintings. And he goes and drives around all the galleries trying to put his paintings in the galleries. But he doesn't have much luck. They're very good paintings, though. I get the feeling looking at Earl's paintings that someday Earl will be dead and gone and those paintings are still going to be here. And they're going to be recognized. And Earl thinks so, too. One one song ago during an instrumental, something happened that isn't in the words. And the devil visited Earl's studio and cleaned his glasses. Earl wears thick glasses. So when the devil cleaned them by blowing on them, fogged them all up, and then he buffed them out till they were just perfect. Then he put them back down and just dematerialized. It's the kind of guy he is. Then Earl came back, sat down, got ready to paint, put on his glasses, and he painted the devil. He'd never seen the devil before, and he painted this guy with a red jacket and red shoes and a nice hat with a red band on it and a sign. The sign said Alaska. Like he was hitchhiking or something. Yeah, Earl was, you know, shocked. He'd been painting psychedelic paintings for years. Suddenly, he's painted this guy he's never seen before with a sign that said Alaska on it. Now, he took this painting down to the gallery. Last time he was at the gallery, they gave him back the painting he'd left the last time and told him not to bring any back. But this time, he walked in the gallery with that painting, and they just welcomed him. Lenore, the gallery owner, she welcomed him with open arms, and she hugged him, and she said, "This is a great painting, Earl. This is great. Anything you do like this, you just bring this in. We'll put this in the most prominent place in the gallery. Just keep bringing paintings like this." Earl had never had anything like that happen to him before. And it was, you know, his mind was blown. He wasn't really ready for that, actually. But the night before that happened, he was out in his Winnebago, cruising around to the galleries, trying to lay some paintings on somebody and get something going. And it was real late, so he decided to stay in town at a motel. And he was pretty depressed, feeling kind of down. He took his computer in there and put it on the bed and opened it up and got on the net. And he started watching TV. So he had his computer and TV. And his thoughts. Turning the pages in this old book seems familiar. Might be worth a second look. Wrapping up dope in a paper bag, talking to yourself, taking a drag. What does it matter, the things you say? I'll never hear it anyway. Gotta get past the negative thing. Lawyers in business, you get what you bring. No one's sorry, you did it yourself. It's time to relax now, and then give it hell. Someday, you'll find what you're looking for. Someday, you'll find everything you're looking for. Thank you.
bet on the Dodgers to beat the Giants. Then David came up. Now you gotta pay up. You didn't count on that. Geez, half the money's gone. The month is still young. What are you gonna do now? You gotta trust somebody. Somebody you trust. You can't go to your brother, because that money's all gone. You can't go to your friends.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much. You know, when something bad happens,
TV always seems to know about it immediately. Did you ever notice that? They're always right there. If anything bad happens, it's almost like when you see TV, you know something's wrong. You know, if you saw somebody's house and there were a bunch of vans around and helicopters and everything hovering over the roof with a bunch of people on the lawn with microphones and lights, you wouldn't go, "A baby was born!" No. Something happened. Somebody must have done something wrong in there. Something bad happened. Not always. I guess. But, you know, when Jed killed Officer Carmichael, that made big news. And, immediately, when you have big news, you gotta have something to talk about besides the news. You gotta make it bigger than it is right away. Or people lose interest. So the media was all over the Green family. To find out more about Jed. What might have caused Jed to have maps of buildings and engineering maps and all kinds of funky things and guns and camouflage and ammunition and in his place there. And be having all those drugs and have a gun and shoot a cop. What caused that? He seemed like a normal guy before that. Nobody knew. So that's a big story you've got to find out. The problem with that was that grandpas notoriously didn't like to talk that much to other people he didn't know, especially TV people. He didn't like them. I don't know where he got that idea. So when he woke up, looked outside their house down in Greendale, Grandma and Grandpa, saw that place surrounded by news cameras and fans and people on the lawn and a helicopter over the house hovering. Well, they went out the back door and took off. They jumped in that Eldorado and headed out to the Double E. Out to see Edith and Earl and son, try to get away from this. When Grandpa got to the Double E, Grandma took off and went to Great-Grandma's house to see how she was doing in case they were over there, too. Grandpa thought he'd spend some time with Son because he loved Son. He was so proud of her. She's so beautiful. What a wonderful girl. But when he got there, he was disappointed that Son had left and gone into town to visit Jed in jail.
Helicopter hovering over your house When I talk to your neighbor, Kyle, who the hell do they think they are? Invading our house like that. Grandma and I had to leave so fast, we couldn't even catch the cat. The helicopter scared the shit out of me, and it ran on down the trail. Down by the railroad track, towards the county jail. From Lenore. Sun touched the cold steel bars as she pushed the letter in. Jed took it up and read it, and he couldn't hide a grin. Outside the jail window, a cold flew across the sky. Behind each bar, then a helicopter flew by. Say hi to Earl and Edith. Tell them I'm doing fine. Tell them it's time for you to leave home now, son. And they should cut the line. Can Grandma come and see me? I got a new song to sing. It's longer than all the others combined, and it doesn't mean a thing. Unfamiliar. Walkie-talkie squealed. Generators were running. Vans parked out in the field. TV crews and cameras. They wanted to interview Grandpa on the porch. They came through the gate and up on the lawn, knocking down Edith's tiki torch. Grandpa saw them there, looking through the Venetian blind. Those people don't have any respect, so they won't get any of mine. I ain't gonna talk about Jed. I don't watch Channel 2 or 6 or I don't have time to talk that fast, and it ain't my crime. It ain't an honor to be on TV, and it ain't a duty either. The only good thing about TV is shows like Leave It to Beaver. shows with love and affection. Like Mama used to say, a little Mayberry living could go a long, long way. He took Earl's gun down from the closet and loaded up both barrels. Went out on the porch and fired it off. And then up walked a woman named Carol. Susan Carol from Early Magazine. I got some questions to ask. Well, you can stick them where the sun don't shine, said Grandpa with a gasp. Then he fell face first and let out a sigh. Edith ran out in shock. He was whispering to her from down on the floor. It looked like he was trying to talk. That guy just keeps singing. Can't somebody shut him up? I don't know for the life of me where he comes up with this. Carmichael on the front page, posing with a little league baseball team, and a seedy shot of Jed with a motorcycle. Grandpa died like a hero, fighting for freedom of silence, trying to stop the media, trying to be anonymous.
Beer after that. I got a little more than I thought I was going to get. So Grandma's out cruising around in that Eldorado. She stopped at great-grandma's. She's about 104. Very old. His grandpa was like way old. He was way old. And his grandma picked up some of great grandma's special soup for grandpa. and she was bringing it home to him. Trying to say something to your parents. You just never could say some things because they never stopped talking. And that's kind of what happened to Son. She had something to tell Grandma. Grandma was so carried away with how beautiful Son was and how she should go out and start living her life. Son just never got to tell her right away, but take something like that sometimes and be a turning point in somebody's life, you know. For an 18-year-old, 19-year-old girl, see what she'd seen in a week. Thank you.
sun green started making waves on the day her grandpa died. Speaking out against anything unjust or packed with lies, she chained herself to a statue of an eagle in the lobby of Power Co. and started yelling through a megaphone, "There's corruption on the highest floor!" Suits poured out of elevators, boneheads began to speak. "You can't trust them!" The security couldn't get her down. She was welded to the eagle's beak. Security brought in some blowtorches. News cameras recorded Sun's speech. "When a city is plunged into darkness by an unpredictable blackout, the White House always blames the governor, saying the solution is to blow them out." On top of that great bronze eagle, Sun's voice was loud and clear. She said,
"Politico is working with the White House to paralyze our state with fear."
It was a golden moment in the history of TV news. No one could believe it. It just got great reviews.
Thank you. a tall stranger and shouted her move to move. In perfect unison, a supernatural groove. He took her by the hand and the room began to spin. He said, I'm Earth Brown, you know the shape I'm in. I'm leaving tonight for Alaska, and I want you to come in the spring and be a goddess in the planet wars, trying to save the living things. I'm ready to go right now. Sun green told her. Let's go back to my house, pick up my cat, and leave this town behind. Hey, Mr. Clean, you're dirty now too. Hey, Mr. Clean, you're dirty now too. And it made the headline news. But then the charges all got dropped, and the story gets confused. She still liked to meet Julia Butterfly, see what remedy brings, and be a goddess in the planet wars, trying to save the living things. That might not be easy, living on the run. Mother Earth has many enemies, there's much work to be done.
Thank you, everybody. I appreciate it. You're a great audience, real good audience. You should be proud of yourself. That's almost it.
sun met earth in that bar, John Lee's bar. And that was, they made a great couple. Something magic was going on between them. Just as Earth was sitting at the bar watching Sun dance, amazed at her beauty, the devil slid right in beside him and dropped some of that devil dust in his Alaska drinking water. Put a little more in there. Just a tad more. Earth was watching Sun dance and didn't see a thing. He reached over, took a big drink. Nothing seemed to change. Couldn't see it right away. But sure enough, Earth had been poisoned. So Sun and Earth took off an Earth camper. Get a little Alaskan camper. I don't know if you know what that looks like. Probably not, but it's a thing we have in the States. It's kind of a funky thing. So people have had some pretty interesting ideas over there. This is a camper. It fits in the back, you know, where you usually put whatever junk you have. The camper fits in there, and it's pretty low, but you can go around the back and crank it up, and the top goes up, and it becomes this thing you can walk around inside. It's pretty nice. They liked it. They had some good times in there. So they were cruising down the highway. Earth was starting to get real thirsty, though. Kept drinking and drinking and drinking. Couldn't seem to get enough. And he was sweating a lot, too. And he was worried. He seemed to never be able to relax anymore. Sun, she's so pure, she just fell asleep on his shoulder. Started dreaming. She saw herself on a big stage, and it's kind of like a high school play. All her friends were there, dressed in camouflage clothing. Big flag with a black wrench on it. Grandpa was there sitting on the porch. This little cardboard house kind of looked like home. Grandpa sitting there reading the paper. Jed was there too. He was still in jail. The jail was made out of cardboard. Didn't look as threatening. The camper rolled down Highway 1, I should say up Highway 1, towards Alaska. There seemed to be a little light on inside in the back, kind of a red glow. Sure enough, there he was, sitting there looking out the window. Satan. Sun went into a deep sleep.
Save the planet for another day.
Attention shoppers, buy with a conscience.
Save the planet for another day.
Save Alaska. Let the cannibals stay.
Don't care what the government says.
save the planet for another day.
Hey, Big Oil, what do you say?
We were running through the night, never knowing if we would see the light. Paranoid, schizophrenic vision, living in fear of the wrong decision. We gotta wake up, we gotta keep going. He may follow us, there's no way of knowing. We got the job to do, we got to save Mother. Be the ocean where it meets the sky.
You can make a difference if you really try.
Be the magic in the northern lights.
6 days, 6 nights.
Be the river as it rolls along.
It's got three-eyed fish and it's smelling strong.
Be the rain you remember falling. Rain was falling and we're soaking wet. Hail is beating down on our head. Wind is blowing through our hair. Face is frozen in the frigid air. We gotta get there, Alaska. We gotta be there before the big machine. We got the job to do. We got to say, Mother. Dream the hunter on the western plain.
The birds are out there. Where do they go?
Dream the fisherman in his boat.
He's coming home empty. He's barely afloat.
Dream the logger in the great northwest.
They're running out of trees.
Dream the farmer in the old hard land.
Corporate greed and chemicals are killing the land.
Be the wave when they hit me.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Thank you. Thank you.
that time was better spent searching and in finding, but no one seems to know. So don't say you lose, don't say you lose, don't say you win, and no one else will know. No one else will know. You're down, you gather strength to leave the ground. When you're high, it makes you weak and you fall back down. Seems that time is better spent searching and finding, but no one seems to know. Thank you.
How you doing? I'm doing good. I like the way it sounds in here. It sounds good in here to me. Somebody said it was made out of brick or something, you know. I liked it, whatever it is.
Love.
I like that, whatever. I'm not sure what it was, but I like it. Free spirit. Play, just play. Larry, can you tune that 12 string to D modal, the one that I used the other night? It's the top E. Yeah. That's Larry.
Offered life in sacrifice,
others could go on. Just a legend. War was never known. People worked together and they lifted many stones. They carried them to the flatlands, but they died along the way. They filled up with their bare hands what we still can't make today. And I know she's living there. She loves me to this day. I still can't remember how or where I lost my. Thank you. came dancing across the water. Cortez, Cortez, what a killer.
Thank you.
basement with the full moon in my eye. I was hoping for a replacement when the sun burst through the sky. There was a band playing in my head, and I felt like getting high. Thinking about what a friend had said, I was hoping it was a lie. Thinking about what a friend had said,
Thank you.
visitor. I came too late to cause a stir. Though I campaign all my life towards that goal, I hardly slept the night we met. My secret's safe and still well kept, where even Richard Nixon has got a soul. Even Richard Nixon had it.
Thank you.
See you down the road here, Amber.